The Director General of the Ghana Broadcasting Corporation, Dr. Kwame Anoff Ntou, believes 60 years of Ghana's independence is a time for sober reflection and a period to draw inspiration from the past as a country. He said it is for this reason that GBC is kick-starting the 60 years of celebrations of Ghana's independence with a Heritage Avenue Forum on the history and the struggle to attain independence. Speaking at the opening of the program at the studios of GBC in Accra, Dr. Anoff Ntou said it is about time the gap between the young and old generations is breached.
The program is intended to kickstart for us the celebration of Ghana's 60th independence anniversary. At 60 years, every individual should be ready to go on compulsory retirement. It therefore signifies a period of rest, but not for a country. For any country, 60 years is relatively still very young. For us at GBC, our choice to begin the year-long Ghana 60 celebration with this forum was informed by many considerations. First and most important, it is intended to be a reflection of how seriously we as a cultural institution take our mandate to educate and inform our audience. Equally importantly, we thought it prudent to begin this celebration with a period of sober reflection of our history and to hopefully draw strength and lessons from our collective history. It is with this background that we consider ourselves extremely fortunate to have in our midst such a formidable group of eminent Ghanaians to reflect on various aspects of our Ghanaian life and civilization. When it comes to the subject of our independence struggles and the events that surround its key actors and players, there seems to be not just a generational gap between the older generation and the younger ones, there is also an epistemological gap between those who experience independence and the younger generation. This forum, therefore, should be seen as the first effort to address this epistemological gap. For that matter, your invitation here, and I'm talking about the studio audience, here in the studio, is not merely symbolic, but it comes with a deep expectation that you will serve as a catalyst to keep that discussion going from your lecture rooms to your halls of residence and even amongst your peers.